what you used to live over there on books, but you see,
yeah,
I'm reading, I'm telling you, maybe you see this tower or Felix. She could tell you, because that's her mother-in-law, you know.
I see.
Uh-huh.
That's now, where does Vesta
that was
live?
That was Nora. That was Nora's wife. Yeah. Nora's wife.
Yeah. Now, where does she live?
She lives down here on this side of the church, before you get to Chapel Church. You can just inquire.
All right, but I go up here to the highway and turn right.
Oh, turn to your right.
That's
you
right.
Just keep right on, just keep right on. And you get way down yonder, while you see a lot of houses, then you just inquire at some of those houses.
Okay. I'll talk with you before
you go for the other one.
Stay from 10 o'clock until sundown. Even cars from over here to Winsburg, the judge was over here, Miss and his wife, Miss and all of them, they come and broke Miss Sarah says you got a cow to feed me, come brought you $15. And some of the stores that Western place out there, Mr. you know that got the Western place in Waterproof.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know.
His whole family come, made me sit in the chair and put the birthday cake and my presents on around in the chair. And they took I don't know how many pictures of me.
It's no wonder that fella wrote up that article on you then. He had a big birthday.
And there were so many come in. I ain't got a chance to eat up all my stuff yet.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to know that.
And they all come and holler, I wish you a many, many more
birthday. And you said the judge was here from where?
Oh, yes, indeed. Him and his wife was right here. They come that morning, said they seen my name in the paper, and they say, let us go. So they ate their breakfast and lit out and come here to see about me.
And you didn't know them before, did they?
Know who? Oh, yes, he calls here. Yeah. He's got a boat down here at the river.
Oh, I see.
And I know Miss Agnes and him, know him well, you know.
Uh-huh.
And here why he do his calling,
I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then. Well, you be sweet, and I'll be back to see about
all right. And then you talking about the cars and things started in here about 10 o'clock. And from vine till sundown, they was coming, bringing me prison and bringing me cake and this and that. Different things.
From vine till sundown. Okay, I'll see you here.
Thank you,
okay, then. Okay, bye now. I'll
see you later. Okay, thanks. I'm glad I met you.
Yeah, and I'll be stopping in to see about
that. All right,
you must. About that old cow if she gets sick too here.
You a veterinarian?
Well, just about it. A lot of people think I am.
Showing off?
Yeah.
I lost one cow last spring.
You did? That's a purebred.
I went to the dairy and got that. I can't drink this old slop that they got in these bottles in town. I can't drink that milk. It makes me sick. I've been used to milk all my life. Pure milk. Clean milk.
Genuine milk. But then the bottle, she said, McKinley,
and I can churn and have my own butter. Don't have to have that old mixed up old color old stuff.
Yes,
I ain't used to that.
Okay. I'll see
and I know some of them say, when I lost my cow, some of them said, all of you is, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Somebody told some of the white people in town, they sent word out and tell them to stop bothering Aria. Let her have her cow. So I don't intend to give the struggle over until I reach my home. Just as long as I can milk, you see that old stool there? I called her in here and put some feed, and I sit on my stool and milk my cow.
Well, I should say. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell me about milking. What do you do when you get... What do you milk?